Welcome back to the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host Khalid, and my guest today is Lena, and we talk about her journey into fitness and health. Stay tuned.
Hello.
Finally, it's working. Hello, how are you doing? Hope everything is good.
Everything is good, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Appreciate you for your time today, and yeah, would you say we can start? Tell the people who you are and a little bit about your background.
Hello, I'm Lena. I'm Italian, and I am fitness teacher, and I studied biologist with a specialization in nutrition and healthy food. I did a master of second degree on it, and I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah, it seems like you're not just good looking, but also very smart, so good for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You too, by the way.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you. I try my best.
How
did you get into fitness and health and everything?
Since I was little, my parents grew up, me and my sister, always doing a lot of sports. I started when I was 3 years old doing skiing in the mountain because I live close to the mountain. Then I did the professional tennis. I also been to Barcelona to train in the Sanchez Academy tennis, where I used to play 5 hours a day of tennis and 3 hours of Atletica. But this was a boot camp, so only 2 weeks. And I played professional for 10 years. Then, because of the study in the university, and other hobbies, I left the professional tennis for like a hobby, and I did other type of sports like dancing. Also, sorry for the noise.
That's all good. No problem.
But now it's here, so okay. Then I also did volleyball, I ride horses. Nowadays I do yoga because it's
awesome.
I found it very helpful for the mind, for the body. And I do gym, then I do calisthenics, that is very interesting, like as a fitness routine. And then I like also doing competitive sports because I have a competitive mind. Sorry.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm going
to
put
good, no
here. Yes. Oh, I found my place.
Perfect.
Immediately. Okay, awesome. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. No, don't worry. Right.
And
yeah.
I always like also to combine sports and nutrition because the body follows the mind. And if you want to achieve this, you have to nourish your body well.
Yes.
And also there are always new studying, new things about the nutrition, about food. I found that more or less every 30 years, they change their opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like now
that's
the
awesome.
Eggs or about milk or about tomatoes, something like this.
Yeah, no, that's it.
And for example, me, in this moment of my life, for more or less 1 month and on and off, I'm gonna doing no carbo or less carbo nutrition. So no pasta, no rice, and the only carbo that I take is from some fruits like watermelon or some nuts, legumes. You are a sportive man as well.
Yes,
you,
definitely.
Khalid, right?
Of course, yeah. I mean, when you do martial arts, when you work out, when you have to take everything in details and consideration, nutrition, very important, sleep, recovery, stretching. I mean, I see that you're very flexible as well. You have very good hips. So, yeah.
Yeah, also sleep, exactly. I
So.
like go to sleep quite early.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, it's better for the
Yeah.
body. Definitely. That's
Yeah,
awesome. I
so.
really like how you pay attention to all these details because, like I said, if I look at you, I can see a complete athlete. You look at every detail from legs to upper body, everything fits perfect. And then you're
I
also
work
very
out.
flexible, so that's awesome.
Yeah, I like to work out. I like to combine weight, but not too much. And I like to do more body weight. So, like calisthenics, as I told you, functional. Yeah, is to be strong, but not so big, and
Yeah,
of
I know.
course, healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for you, it fits. I mean, your body's definitely perfect.
Thank you. And soon I'm gonna upload a video in my Fitness with Lina about breathing. So it's a very
It's
good
very important.
exercise. Yes, that you're very easy, that is gonna grow up your force, your strength quite easily. And you can do it in 3 minutes. So it's amazing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's very important. That's why your core is also good because I mean, if I look at you, you definitely have a very good, strong core, and so breathing helps
Yeah,
a lot for that.
a lot, yeah.
And how do you train for yourself? Like, do you have a specific routine, specific exercise you like to do?
But I like to work out all the body. But me, I'm a woman and I'm very
Booty, of course.
Mediterranean style. So legs and booty, yeah.
Of course, yeah, that has to be
And
good.
but I always finish because of my shape of the body. I always finish doing some
Shoulders and all arms, yeah.
arms and shoulder
Yeah.
to finish with the blood in the upper body.
Yeah, so you have a little bit more pump there, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good,
Yeah.
definitely. And then you also probably stretch a lot. You, because I saw
Yeah.
pictures of you very flexible. You have very good hips.
I like to stretch a lot, yes. I
Me
have
too.
very stretchable hips and legs.
That's perfect.
Also the arms. I'm struggle a little bit with the back, but I keep doing and I keep doing thanks also to yoga, vinyasa, yin,
Yeah.
and Bikram. Because also when I was little, I did some gymnastic artistic for a few years. And then my mom decided to make me quit because she was worried for the back. And I swapped my sport in tennis. And in tennis, you become very, very rigid in the upper body.
Yes.
So, yeah, now, since years now, I'm doing a specific exercise for
Neck and back.
the back, exactly. And I'm gonna show you in some videos.
Yeah, definitely awesome.
Now there is the announcement of the trainer.
In these videos, the videos are there specific videos for the people on your website? Is it a little bit like OnlyFans with where people have access to these videos if they pay, or how do you do that?
Exactly. I do personalized videos for the people who subscribe to my page, Fitness with Lina, because I like to follow personally. And if they have some requests, I do it. And if not, if they are only fans, followers, I public just little part so they can see something. But I suggest to everybody to subscribe to my page because I always like to write and shooting about some innovation
Yes.
and also about some things that maybe people doesn't remember this.
That's definitely very good as well. So how did your you study? Like, I mean, biology is a big field. How did that influence your fitness and health career? Because obviously, you have a lot of knowledge from that. So how did that help you?
I bet it helps, but look, well, you know what helps a lot? When you like something, you want to know more and more. Is a hobby, is the
You're passionate.
interesting, the passion. The passion make you do the things, put
True.
a lot of your efforts in what you do without spending energy because it's something that you like.
Easier, yeah.
And but look, since I was little, I was always interested in this. So I started to be, for example, when I was in the middle school, when I was 11 years old, I became vegetarian, and I did it for 2 years. Then I tried vegan. Then I introduced fish. So I always tried, and I always also, my first book about nutrition was that combine the nutrition and some interesting aspect was the nutrition in India. Yeah. And I also, when I travel, I also like to try the food. I don't like to go to an Italian restaurant when I travel. I
Yeah,
like
of
to
course. I mean,
try
because
all
you already
different
have it
type
here. Yeah.
of course. I like to taste different type of food, but in the same time to choose the food that is healthy
Yes.
for my body.
Yeah.
Because as you said, yes, I consider myself also as an athlete. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely are. You look like an athlete. You move like an athlete. Your hips are perfect, flexible. So yeah, everything is like a true athlete.
Thank you, Khalid.
Very welcome. And what would
Yeah.
you give the people as an advice if they ask you like how to start or when they want to work out with you?
So I like the advice that my yoga teacher give to me. It's never too late. You are never too young. You are never too old, and you are never too ill to start. So whenever you want, try to push yourself and start. The beginning is always the difficult part,
Yeah,
but when
that's true.
you cross the 3 days, then is all easy going. And if they don't know how to motivate themselves, call me that I know how to motivate. For
That's
sure.
true. Yeah, definitely. I'm pretty sure you will have all the people a lot. What would you say, like, if people ask you, like, okay, they're starting, they already work out, but they want to get to the next level, what would you give them as an advice?
Depend which next level they want to reach.
So you
Everybody
look
is
the whole plan
different.
and then.
I look the plan, I look what they want to reach, and then together we try to find a good solution. Because the solution for me is not good for you, for example, because maybe you live in a place that is colder than mine, or you do a different type of job, different type of hours. So I know your details, and from them I create something personal specific to you.
Yeah, that's perfect.
We
Yeah,
are
yes,
unique.
yeah, that's 100% true. You always have to see it, every individual, how they train and do it like that. Is there anything else you want to say? Maybe some last advice, something you want to promote or so?
No, only follow me and push yourself,
Yes.
believe, and I'm here for you.
Yeah, definitely. I will put everything in the description so people can check all your links out. Appreciate you for your time. I hope we can definitely do many more podcasts in the future.
Yes, thank you, Khalid.
Very welcome. Then have a great day, everybody, and see you soon. Bye.
Fitness with Lena.
That's it from the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid, and my guest today was Lena, and we talked about her journey into fitness, health, life, and culture in Italy. biology, her studies, tips and advice for other people, and many more things. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow her on Instagram. If you want to know more about the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and all available platforms, you find me there. Thank you for the support. Until next time. Bye, everybody.